Hey everybody, how are you? It's day 24. We're reading 2 months in Mark. Today, Mark 7. And Jesus is having a little bit of trouble with some religious people called the Pharisees. And Jesus just wants to bring us freedom in his word and his love. Here we go. Mark 7, verse 1. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. You see, the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and kettles. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" And Jesus replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. The teachings are but rules taught by men.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death.' But you say that if a man says to his mother or father, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is korban,' that is, gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down." And you do many things like that. And Jesus is getting stuck into these religious guys. I want you to know that Jesus doesn't want to bring rules. He wants to bring relationship and grace. Yes, the word of God is important. Yes, there are values, but it's out of a heart of grace. And so what we want to pray today is that our hearts are just keeping worship going towards God at this time. Keep worship going. Keep praising. Keep worshiping. That's the main thing. I want to pray. Lord, I pray my heart will be full of praise, not rules. My heart will be freedom, not law. I pray I'll be living today out of a freedom and a grace and a joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And my journal note would be something like, "I am living out of grace again today." And I pray for today be another grace day with you and Jesus Christ. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.